trash of race opinion. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Are we sure? Shit. I'm glad that didn't fall in my pants.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, am I behind?
Yeah, it's just the March 8th payment that we're having trouble with, so I didn't know.
Well, you're not having trouble. It's my bank. They got bought out by my debit cards. They switched over to MasterCard.
Oh, I see.
So it changes everything. That's why I had to call it, because I couldn't get in there to. I got a lot going on right now. I couldn't figure out how to get in there to give you a different form of payment. Are you ready to take all those other forms of payment off of there and put this one in? The money's in there, and
absolutely.
All you have to do is.
Yep. If we put the new card in, it will erase the other forms of payment. But I just want to make sure. You said the new card is a MasterCard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They switched from Visa to MasterCard.
MasterCard.
And then they issued new cards, which is a pain in my.
Of
let me
course.
Use a word that I happen to cut in my dupa. In my dupa.
In the dupa, I love it. No problem. I'll get you up to speed. For the new MasterCard, it's still 1423 Geneva Avenue for the billing address.
That is correct. Everything is still correct. It's just the numbers are going to change.
Okay, no problem. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
The card number is 514-22-19-1007-7130.
Okay.
You want to repeat that?
Yes, 514-22-19-1007-7130.
That is correct. And the expiration date is 228.
Okay. And the code?
731.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me.
And then I don't know, it's not your fault, but they always seem like they want to take it out whenever they want. They don't keep the day the same, because I have 5 accounts. So sometimes I have to move money around. So
okay.
They never keep the day the same.
What day would do you prefer it?
This is fine as long as it's going to be the 11th. The 11th
okay.
of every month. Sometimes they try to take it out on the 8th and tell me I'm late.
Okay, I see. Yeah. What happens typically is if a payment doesn't go through, the system does try to process it once daily. But if you think everything is smooth on the 11th of each month, I'll just set it right now so that each month it processes on the 11th.
I'll know.
And then you won't have any further fluctuation. You know, it'll just stay on the 11th. So I already set that up in the system. So you're paid in full right now until April 11th. And then moving forward, it'll always bill on that same date each month, okay?
Okay. And then moving forward, put this in the notes. Call me in June so we can resume the 13 exclusive leads.
Okay. Oh, Google guaranteed leads, right? Okay. You got it.
So let's wait until June, and then that's about it.
Okay. You already paid the application fee and all that for the Google Guaranteed. You just want to resume the leads, right? Yeah, I see that you did. Okay. Yep,
I did.
Okay. Okay, so no problem. I'll send that department a notice in June, and since the billing's on the 11th, I'll just have them get the notification on June 11th. Would that work?
Yeah, that'll work, and then I'll pay all of it on the 11th, the $200 plus the $450, I think. Is that what it
is?
Yeah,
whatever. Let me see if there's a note here as to what it is, because I saw that they had called you about it. I think it's 180, it says. It says check on the 180 charge. So,
okay.
Yes,
fine.
I think that's okay. So, all right, so we're good to go. So they will be contacting you on the 11th of June, and then in the meantime, this one's all squared away. So have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, you as well.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.